So very close to the mountain, you'll have your mafic minerals, pyroxene, amphibole. Those will be very common along your mountain front. And then as you get further away, you're going to see those disappear. And that's because those minerals are more susceptible to getting weathered away than things like quartz and feldspar. So when you get all the way to the beach, pretty much usually all you're left with is very, very fine quartz sand. Also, you'll notice that the fragments right up against your mountain front are angular, they're sharp, they're jagged. You would not want to fall on these. As you work your way back towards the beach, you're going to see that those grains get rounded, and so they're smoother. They're a lot easier to walk on the beach than they are on the front of a mountain. So that grain rounding, the size of the grains, those are telling you about how long that particular pebble or sand grain was transported from your mountain to your beach, and how much it came into contact with other items. For example, if you have a really angular pebble and it's bouncing around in a stream as it flows downhill, as it knocks against other things, it's going to wear those sharp edges off. Also, if you have a big pebble, something the size of your fist, think about how much energy a stream would have to pick that up and move it. So coarse-grained material takes a lot of energy to move. Fine-grained material, not so much. So we think about grain size and how rounded it is to tell us something about the energy and how far these materials have been transported along their journey from a high point to a low point. So we talk about the sorting and the size and the rounding of these different particles to tell us about how far along in our mountain-to-beach picture our material was when it was deposited and turned into a rock. So if you have, for example, a very coarse-grained sedimentary rock with big angular pebbles in it, and it's got feldspars and amphiboles and all kinds of stuff in it, that rock formed very close to the source that it was broken away from. If you have really, 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 really fine-grained material, then you have taken a long, long journey as those little pieces of rock. You've gone very far from your source, and lots of parts of that original rock have been weathered away. They're gone. So we can use that to already start to see a history of a particular area. For example, if you go to Zion National Monument and you look at those outstanding golden cliffs that are hundreds of feet high,